The handsome boy crashes into the shallow water, and this time, he does not rise. Jaws widening, the Moragorian slinks closer to him, perhaps aiming to swallow him whole. And the realization seizes me once again. I cannot let him die. So I do something I will inevitably regret. I reach for my talent. The power sits at the base of my spine, white hot and iridescent, like a coil of lightning spiraling into a bottomless well. Drawing on it feels like tugging on a spool of invisible thread. One sharp pull, and when the bobbin starts spinning, magic surges through my skin, pooling at my palms. Every hair stands on end as I train the energy on the hulking figure. Then, with a tug of the thread, I bid the creature's organs to grow 3 times their size. The Moragorian freezes, his shrieks cut off with a guttural glug. His eyes roll, flashing white, and he wobbles. I pull harder. I will his guts to grow, to swell, to explode, until he collapses, destroyed from the inside out. I run straight toward the boy. To my relief, he chokes and gags as swampy water pours out of his mouth. His face is ruined and bloodied, his skull cracked, and he's gushing blood above his left eye. But he's breathing. Shaking, I anchor my senses. He's alive, but just barely. For one willful moment, I reach out and touch his face. My fingers find the line between his jaw and ear, coarse with stubble and warm with blood. The contact lights every fiber of my being, and it's like the whole world narrows to this moment, this beautiful creature. It's wrong, touching him like this, but it feels right somehow, like my very soul is singing. Everything and nothing, an end before a beginning. I never even got to meet him.